Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 25th day of Nisan, Tavshin Pei Beis. Masechta Kolayim, Perek Shmini, Mishnah Hey. Haprotios. These are mules which are unknown as to their mother. Were they born from a horse? Was their mother a horse or was their mother a donkey? Asuros. Therefore, they are prohibited to mate with each other. One is not allowed to mate them with each other because they could be for different varieties. If one has a different mother than the other, then they're considered different animals. V'horamoch. Ramoch is a mule whose mother was born of a female horse. Mutter is permitted to mate with another ramoch who also has a mother that was a female horse, because they are both considered a sus. They're both considered a horse species. But Adnei HaSodeh is known as, literally means the man of the field. This was a wild man found among the mountains or forests. Many say that this was a gorilla, a very large monkey that actually resembled a human being. Says the Mishnah Chayah, it has the din of a wild animal in all respects. However, Rabbi Yossi argues, he says, no, it is so human-like that if it was found dead in a tent, matamos ba'oil ka'odam, it will contaminate the tent in which the body in which it's in, like a human body was there. Amazing. Normally, in a veil of an animal or a beast or domestic or non-domestic will not contaminate its surroundings, its a tent or a house that it's in. Rabbi Yossi says this thing, this Adnei HaSodeh, is mamash like a man in terms of a tumas oil. It will contaminate the tent. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Yossi. Hakupod, porcupine, v'chuldas hasnoim, and the weasel that nests in the thorn bush, chaya, are both considered of the family of chaya, undomesticated animals, and not asherets. They do not belong to the rodents or the reptiles. Chuldas hasnoim, this chulda hasnoim that we just mentioned, the weasel that nestles among the thorn bushes, Rabbi Yossi says, Beis Shammai Omrim, he says that Beis Shammai held that this particular weasel is undefined as to whether it's definitely a chaya or a behemoth, or we don't know what it is. And because there is a doubt as to whether it's a chaya or whether it's a behemoth or even a sheretz, therefore, because of this, we have to be strict in the following way. Matama kezayis, it will spread tuma with the shear of a kezayis, an olive size. Bemasa, if one carries it. Vechadosha bemago, and it will spread tuma, it will contaminate by touching when it's the size of a lentil bean. What does this mean exactly? There is a halacha that an avela, a carcass of an animal, domestic or undomesticated, will spread tuma both by touching or by carrying. If a person touches a kezais of an avela, of a carcass, or he carries a kezais of a carcass, even if he doesn't touch it, he will be tame. But a sheretz, a rodent that dies, will not be matame by carrying, but only by touching. So here, we are strict, and we say, Beis Shammai say, according to Rabbi Yossi, Beis Shammai hold, that we have to treat it with the stringency of a carcass of an animal, so that if someone held it or touched it, it'll spread tuma with the shear of a kezayis. And at the same time, there is a stringency in a sheretz of a dead rodent, one of the eight dead rodents, and that is that the size of the dead rodent that will spread tuma, or the part of the dead rodent, is a smaller size than a kezayis, smaller than an olive size. It's a lentil bean. And therefore, Beis Shammai say, we have to be strict and adopt the stringency of a sheretz, in case it's a sheretz. And therefore, we say that even touching a size of a adosh, of a lentil, will spread tuma in case it's a sheretz. So we're machmir in both ways. However, once again, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi in this situation, and as we said earlier on in the Mishnah, it's considered like the porcupine. This weasel is considered a chaya. It's considered a wild animal, and therefore will not spread to him with the size of a and adosh of a lintel, but only with the size of a kazais. But it does have the stringency of tumas masa, carrying. It'll spread tumah by carrying like any carcass of an animal. Mishnava, sherbar, wild ox. Min behema is considered of the variety of an of the domesticated ox, and therefore will not be kalayim, will not be prohibited to copulate with each other. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. He says minchaya. He says the wild ox is considered an undomesticated animal, and therefore will be kalayim. There will be a prohibition of copulating it with the domestic ox. There are those who learn this Mishnah not in terms of just of kalayim, in terms of copulating with each other, but in terms of other laws which apply to a chaya and don't apply to an animal, such as chaylev, the fats, the forbidden fats of an animal, of a behemoth, of a domesticated animal, are also to the point that one is chayv koros if one eats them. Whereas the chaylev, the fat of an undomesticated animal, a wild animal, is not only not also, but actually mutter, is actually permitted. So therefore, the Rabbi Yossi would be arguing and saying that this sherbar, that this wild ox, because it's considered a chaya, wild animal, you would be able to eat its chaylev. The chaylev is not also. The Tanakam would hold no. Even though it's a wild ox, it's still considered part of the classified as a domesticated behemoth and the animal, and therefore the fat would be also. That's how some learn the Mishnah. Kelev minchaya. Dogs are considered a variety of a wild animal. So this could have relevance if someone sold all his chayas, all his undomesticated animals, he would have to give the dog away as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, min behema. He says, no, this is a dog, is considered domestic, and therefore considered an animal, a behema. Again, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. In this case, the kelev is considered a minchaya, despite the fact that it's brought up in or used as a house pet. Chazir min behema. The pig is considered a domesticated animal, and it will be considered kalayim. It will be prohibited to copulate together with a wild pig. Oroid. The wild donkey, minchaya, is considered as a wild animal. Again, will be kalayim, will be prohibited to mate together or copulate together with a domesticated donkey. Hapil v'hakoif, the elephant and the monkey, minchaya, are both considered forms of undomesticated animals, wild animals. And this is even the case of a monkey that has grown up perhaps in a civilized area, in a yishuv, in a built-up area. It still will never be considered a behemoth as a domestic animal. It'll always be considered a chaya. Finally, says the Mishnah, v'odom mutar im kulam. We talked about prohibited work being done by two types of animals. What about a man who is harnessed to a wagon together with an ox next to him, or a man ploughing together with an ox next to him? That is no problem, says the Mishnah. The Odom Mutar Im Kulam. It is permitted for a man to combine with an animal to do work. When I say combine, to pull a wagon together, for example, Limshoich, to draw a wagon, Velachresh, or to plow with them, or Lahanig, or to even lead animals, or to lead a wagon. Some say that someone not goes this word, Velahanig, because the Torah only prohibited two animals together, Shor Vachamoir Yachtov, but not a man and an ox, or a man and a donkey.